The scale of the damage wrought by Hurricane Milton is becoming clearer. A number of deaths have been reported and more than 3 million homes and businesses are without power. In St. Petersburg on Florida's west coast, water supply has been cut off and the roof of a major baseball stadium was sheared away. Milton comes just 2 weeks after Hurricane Helene killed at least 225 people across the southern United States. Melanie Bevan, the chief of the Bradenton Police Department south of Tampa, said the aftermath could be bleak.
If people chose poorly and they stayed in their homes that were ill-equipped to handle storm surge and wind, what we'll probably be finding in the morning are bodies. I've been in law enforcement 38 years. I've worked in two different counties, both Pinellas and Manatee, and I've not seen a storm like this. This is the worst one we've seen in this region since 1921.
That was Melanie Bevan. Well, Phil Farrow is the chief meteorologist for the TV station WSVN, which is based in Miami. Phil, we spoke to you 24 hours ago before Milton had landed. Can you give us a sense of what's been happening over the past few hours?
Rachel, the last 12 hours have been a living nightmare for much of Florida. Major Hurricane Milton struck with fierce winds of 205 kilometers per hour, making it a Category 3 out of 5 at landfall. It moved inland by Siesta Key, roughly 100 kilometers south of Tampa. Over 100 tornado warnings were issued on Wednesday, with many touching down across the state. No one was spared Milton's wrath. Now, as the sun rises here, many cities begin to assess the full scope of Milton's destruction. Milton entered the peninsula from the Gulf of Mexico and just now starting to leave the East Coast into the Atlantic Ocean. At this moment, it has winds of 140 kilometers per hour, a Category 1. It should slowly die out in the open waters of the Atlantic over the next few days. Rachel?
What are conditions like across the state now?
Very bleak. The southern part of the state, Fort Lauderdale, Miami, had a couple of tornadoes presently as the sun is rising. Just a little damage, trees, some trees down, some flooding from recent rains. The worst, obviously, is across central Florida, the I-4 corridor from Tampa in through Orlando. This morning, there are a lot of rescue teams out assessing the situation, wanting to know how much destruction there is. Over 16 inches of rain came down across the parts of Tampa, and the rainfall continues. They are still under many flood watches and warnings that remain in place.
I'm thinking of hurricanes in the past where really it was a day or two before the true scale of the damage became clear. Is that also likely to be the case this time?
Oh, my goodness, yes. It's probably going to take a week or so before the full scope of the destruction is known. We have already seen preliminary damage. I believe you mentioned the stadium that houses one of the Major League Baseball teams. The roof was completely torn off. Now, it is important to note that while that sounds impressive, that roof is basically a tarp, not cement or girder construction. So that was to be expected with those very strong Category 3 winds. And at this moment, as the reports start coming out, I'm sure that there will be dozens and dozens of fatalities and people will be displaced, I'm sure, by the hundreds, if not more. And the repairs are going to be extensive and the recovery is going to last for many, many months, if not years.
Phil, thanks once again for talking to us. Phil Farrow there from the TV station WSVN, which is based in Miami.